This news update's being brought to you by Sure Health, where better health makes for a better life. Are you sure? And by Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-hour wrecker service with wrecker locations in Caseville, Port Austin, and Pigeon. Call 989-738-5346 today. And by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan with low-income plans priced as low as $40 a month. For more information, go to m3isp.com. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes, and here's a look at your news. A court case involving David Clare Schutte is proceeding to a jury trial after Schutte rejected a plea agreement. Schutte faces charges including assault or assault and battery on a professional or medical volunteer, reckless driving, and malicious destruction of property. The prosecution had offered to dismiss the malicious destruction charge if Schutte paid $75 in restitution and pleaded guilty or no contest to the other two counts. Schutte's defense counsel confirmed his client's refusal of the deal and requested a jury trial. The court will now schedule a date for trial and pretrial to come. And the Huron Area Technical Center is proud to announce Peyton McElargy as Student of the Month for January of 26. McElargy is a senior at Caseville Public School and second-year student in the Huron Area Technical Center's Health Science Program. She's the daughter of Tanya McElargy and the late Daniel McElargy. Peyton consistently demonstrates a dependable work ethic and genuine eagerness to learn, said her instructors. She approaches tasks with focus, takes pride in her work, and actively seeks opportunities to grow her skills. Her teachers note she takes initiative, follows through on responsibilities, and demonstrates a thoughtful, careful approach to her work. Her positive attitude, reliability, and willingness to learn make her a valued member in the classroom. McElargy has earned several industry-recognized certifications, including Certified Nursing Assistant, CPR, First Aid, and Stop the Bleed. She is also an active member of Health Occupation Students of America and National Technical Honor Society, demonstrating her leadership, academic excellence, and commitment to career and technical education. In addition to her academic achievements, McElargy is currently completing on-the-job training locally, gaining valuable hands-on experience in real healthcare setting. This experience allows her to apply classroom knowledge, develop professional skills, and work alongside healthcare professionals. Following graduation, McElargy plans to pursue a degree in radiography at Ferris State University. She'll be honored during a luncheon at the Main Street Cafe located in the Huron Area Technical Center and will receive a certificate of award. Senator Gary Peters, Michigan, has introduced a bipartisan legislation aimed at making federal grants more accessible to smaller communities and organizations. The Streamlining Federal Grants Act addresses challenges faced by rural areas and under-resourced entities that struggle with complex grant application requirements. The bill mandates that federal agencies collaborate with the Office of Management and Budget to standardize and simplify grant procedures. Key provisions include clear funding opportunity descriptions, upgraded grant management software, and uniform data standards for reporting. Agencies would designate senior officials to oversee these improvements. Peters argues the current system disadvantages communities lacking dedicated grant writing staff, preventing them from accessing crucial federal funding. The legislation seeks to reduce administrative burdens and ensures equitable distribution of resources. Support for the measure comes from diverse Michigan stakeholders, including nonprofit organizations, municipal leagues, fire departments, universities, and community colleges. Supporters emphasize that simplified processes would allow organizations to dedicate more effort to serving constituents rather than navigating bureaucratic requirements. The bill represents a bipartisan effort to modernize grant administration and expand access to federal funding opportunities across communities of all sizes. And we'll return after these words from our sponsors.
This winter, make the switch to M3 Wireless and enjoy lightning-fast upload and download speeds you can depend on, even when everyone is inside and online. Experience smooth streaming, online gaming, HD TV, remote work, and more, all without buffering or interruptions. Cold weather means more time indoors, more devices connected, and bigger demands on your internet. M3 Wireless is built to handle it all. Our network is strong, reliable, and consistent, providing the speed and stability you need for everything from video calls and home office work to movies, music, and online gaming. Make the switch today. M3 Wireless proudly serves homes and businesses across Bay, Huron, Lapeer, Saginaw, Sanilac, St. Clair, and Tuscola counties, delivering the service you deserve all year long. Call 989-269-2306 or visit m3isp.com to get started today. M3 Wireless, strong, reliable internet you can count on all winter long in eastern Michigan.
Oh no, the car won't start again. What should we do?
I'll call a wrecker. Oak Beach Auto. They're the best.
Oak Beach Auto has 6 modern wreckers stationed in Port Austin, Caseville, and the Pigeon Bay Port area. They offer fair pricing and on-time service you can count on. From Sebring to Grindstone and everywhere in between. Have you broke down, had an accident, or need a tow? Call Oak Beach Auto and 24-hour wrecker service.
This is Bill. When a tow truck is needed in the Thumb area, give me a call at 989-738-5346 for Oak Beach Auto Repair and Wrecker Service, 1.5 miles south of M25 on Oak Beach Road.
And we're back with more news. A severe winter storm crossing central and eastern United States has led to the cancellation of over 2,100 flights as of Sunday morning. While not as disruptive as the record-breaking bomb cyclones of late January, the freezing temperatures and heavy snow are threatening citrus crops in southern regions and causing significant travel delays. And Portugal has declared a state of emergency as Storm Kristin swept across the coast, causing at least 6 deaths and several structural damage. The town of Figueira da Foz reported some of the worst impacts, with local authorities working to restore power and clear debris from the flooded streets. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by Sure Health, where better health makes for a better life. Are you sure? And by Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-Hour Wrecker Service, with wrecker locations in Caseville, Port Austin, and Pigeon. Call 989-738-5346 today. As well as M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet and the service in the Thumb of Michigan, with low-income plans priced as low as $40 a month. For more information, go to m3isp.com.
At Sure Health, we consider ourselves lucky to have so many dedicated providers for our patients, especially when those providers understand the thumb. Our newest provider, Dr. Liz Milligan, understands that completely. So, Dr. Milligan, what made you choose to come home to the thumb?
I feel congested in a city. I want the wide open spaces, the farm fields, the beautiful sunrises and sunsets, and being near the water. So personally, all of those things. And then professionally, there's just a difference when you're part of a community and also caring for the community. In bigger places, it's less of a relationship. It's more formal, more superficial, where I feel like here you're part of the community and you're able to make a bigger impact, and so that's really what I was looking for.
Dr. Liz Milligan is now seeing patients at Sure Primary Care Bad Axe. Learn more about Dr. Milligan by going to sure.org and make your appointment today. Sure Health. Better health. Better life.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.